Hi, I'm Ricky, and throughout recent years, Season B students in the class of 2024 have gone through many things throughout life as a high schooler. We have gone through virtual and hybrid learning, moving to a new skill building, and at one point being placed in a dangerous situation with a shooter. My government teacher had the best idea to document such experiences we have had in our high school lives, and so today, I went ahead and interviewed some students about one such experience, virtual learning.
Okay, so could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sifra Bettino. I'm a junior here at Collegiate.
So I was going to ask you some questions. Let's go. First off, how do you feel about virtual learning before and after the experiencing it during the pandemic?
So before the pandemic, my middle school did not handle socially distanced learning well from the very beginning. They would give us a ton of, work packets and then just give us a deadline. So there was really no meetings or anything. We would just kind of, sit at home and do work. It kind of shaped up at the end where we were actually interacting with people and, seeing other human beings, even if it was through a computer screen. I think I liked the virtual learning better, much better at the end. Before, I definitely didn't think that it was a good idea. But at the end, it seemed like a feasible option compared to alternatives.
So how did going into high school in virtual, how did that feel?
Going into high school with virtual learning was tough. It was very nice because we were virtual, the curriculum was kind of slowed down a bit, which helped with the transition from middle school work to high school stuff.
So with the curriculum slowing down, did you think that virtual was more beneficial than in person starting off freshman year?
I definitely think that being in person would have been better academically. Because, you get so much more one-on-one time with the teachers when you're in person, especially we've experienced these past 2 years. Mr. Gilbert, for example, is always available for tutoring. In fact, he says, if you need help in this class or any other, please come home and see me. I'm available during mentor.
Okay, so in person was good academically, but how about socially? Do you think virtual was better for your social life or in person?
So virtual was really interesting for my social life because I tend to have friends down in the county and I have friends at school and those tend to stay separate. So virtual allowed me to spend more time with my friends down in the county while being in person lets me spend more time with friends here.
All right, that's good. So how did the virtual learning affect your mental health and well-being though?
I think my mental health was fine. I'm kind of an independent person. So not seeing humans for long periods of time was not really that much of a problem.
Ah, I see. Thank you for answering my questions. So could you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Benjamin Schultz. I'm a junior and I'm in the class of 2024 at Collegiate.
My name is Dominic Fuchs. I am a junior at the School of Collegiate Medicine and Bioscience.
My name is Ethan Barr. I'm also a junior and I, surprisingly enough, go to Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience.
Okay, so guys, I wanted to ask you guys a question. How did you guys feel about virtual learning before and after experiencing it during the pandemic?
Well, when I first heard about virtual learning, I was pretty excited because I knew that I would only have to get up right before school started. I would get an hour more sleep, and being at home has many benefits. You can get a snack whenever you need and go to the bathroom whenever you need and stuff like that. So I was pretty excited before.
Before virtual learning, I was disappointed because I enjoyed getting out of the house. Even though it was going to a location I didn't enjoy, it was better than sitting in my room all day.
Before virtual learning, well, actually, we had virtual learning in eighth grade. That's when it really hit. And that's when COVID really started coming down as well. So we were in eighth grade and basically got half the year cut off of us and was staying at home and it was not fun. But then again, at the same time, I think it was very fun and like very relaxing. Yeah.
So did you think that virtual learning was better than in-person learning?
After I did it, no. It was very nice to wake up late, and the other benefits that I mentioned, those were nice. But it's not really learning in my experience. I didn't actually do any learning at all that whole year. It was just kind of like virtual and then without any other words to describe it. So it was very boring by the end, very monotonous, and I didn't actually really learn anything, so.
See, I am on the same page as Ben over here. I felt like I didn't learn anything because I started getting distracted in the middle of classes. I'd turn my TV on, get on my phone, and just wouldn't pay attention. And that really failed me long term because now I can't take notes or pay attention in class without being on my phone.
I think virtual learning had its benefits and disadvantages at the same time. Like, benefits, you get to stay home and like relax, but like disadvantages, you can't really talk or like meet new people or things like that. I'd say it's more like we had an extra long summer, but with like extra steps.
Yeah.
Like, we had summer and like we're at home all the time, and like now we're, hey, still at home, and we can't go out anywhere or do anything, and it's not the ideal school environment.
Okay, so what do you guys think about the integrity during virtual learning?
The integrity of what?
The integrity of our assignments and classwork that we were given.
Well, I know there was a lot of sharing of answers that year, because if you're sitting at home and your only goal is to get it done, like, nobody really cares anymore how you get it done, because none of the teachers can regulate that in any way. As soon as you turn off your camera, you're safe to do whatever form of cheating you need. So, I would say overall integrity took a pretty big dip that year.
Just a little bit.
We reached the negatives, I believe, of on the integrity scale. So that was rough.
See, I don't really know what Ben's talking about. See, I was a perfect student. I never cheated in any class but math.
That's cap.
And so I didn't cheat. I just didn't do the work.
Oh, now, why did you do that, though?
Huh?
Now, why did you not do the work?
Because I looked at it. I didn't understand what was happening. I tried solving it, looked back at my notes, and I was like, you know what? I don't understand this. Learn, like, asking a teacher virtually, I feel like that's too embarrassing. So I'm not going to ask the question, and just didn't do the work.
All right, how about you, Ethan?
What about me? Okay, which question are you asking?
How do you feel about our integrity of our classes?
The integrity of the classes. I'd say, that's a good question. So I'd say that, like, when you're at home, like, there's a lot of people that had their cameras off. And when you have your cameras off, the teachers can't really, like, regulate what you're doing. You could be like eating or like doing something completely different, like walking around the house or walking outside or something. And if you're walking outside and you're in class, you can't really take notes. So I say it depends on the situation, but there's a lot of different things that factor into integrity and all that.
Okay, so how were you guys able to have more social interactions than you thought during virtual?
No, I had like 0.5 social interaction out of 100. I'm like, if you had somebody's contact before virtual learning started, then you were fine. But if you didn't have their contact, then you weren't gonna get it, pretty much. There was nothing happened. Maybe, like I said, friends that were already friends were probably fine. But as far as meeting new people goes in your first year of high school, that did not happen.
I would have to say my social interaction went from like a 20 out of 100 straight to a 0, because at the start of virtual, I didn't have a phone, so I had no way to contact people. So the only people I would see or talk to over virtual learning was my father and his friends.
For personal connections, I'd say that, like, back to what Ben said, if you knew people or had their numbers, then like you're gonna do just fine. But like, if you're isolated and alone, you don't have anybody's numbers or anything like that, I think you could feel like very isolated and like very lonely, I guess. So personal connections, if you have people's numbers, that's great. It's not like you can just send somebody a DM through the screen, like on Teams or something like that, you know. So personal connections at a pretty low number, I'd say, for virtual.
Okay, so how do you guys think would have changed if we didn't have virtual or the pandemic?
I think we all would have found our close friends a lot faster. But at the same time, I think our class is also very, very connected with each other, because we have been through so many crazy hard things like virtual. We didn't have any of our first, you know, first year of high school, and we were all in the same kind of the same boat. So we all share experiences, kind of like common enemy brought people closer together. So, yeah.
So I think I'd have to like agree with Ben on this one. I think we all could have like found friends sooner, but I don't think that we would have found like the same friends. Because Kyle, the one that brought me like into this friend group, only reason why I really started talking to him was because I didn't have anybody else to talk to, and we sat next to each other. And I don't think we would have sat next to each other without the virtual learning.
I remember, you guys remember like that one thing that they had to do where like you could come into school if you wanted to, but everybody had to wear masks.
Yeah.
So like I think that was a good attempt at connecting with people. Like, then again, not everybody went there, and of course you had to wear masks and you can't really like talk to people. And if you have bad hearing like I do, it's kind of hard to understand people like talking through a mask. Looking at you, Ricky.
Hey.
All right, anyways, I think there were some advantages and disadvantages, like I said earlier. Like, if you knew people, you're great. If you don't know people, well, you're kind of screwed.
All right, so I have one last question for you guys. How do you think virtual affected your mental health?
Well, I mean, for me, it was actually a positive. I mean, I was sad not to be able to hang out with anybody, but it was kind of a positive thing for me, especially right out of middle school and going into high school. Going into high school, I had a lot of social anxiety. So having an entire year that was just like a break from all kind of stresses of that kind was nice. It was very relaxing. But I was definitely glad to go back when the next year rolled around.
All right, I see. How about you, Dominic?
I will have to say that I got a lot more quiet when it comes to talking to people.
Okay.
I'm the exact opposite. I think virtual learning was a great experience for me personally. Like, before that, in eighth grade, I was just, like, a quiet person. I was, like, I had, like, a big bowl cut in my hair. It was a mess. After virtual school, I got my hair cut. I got, like, more confident, I feel like, and I just had, like, a good mental break from everything that was going on, even though you're still in school.
Alright guys, thank you guys for the answers to my questions. Virtual learning may have been beneficial, but was it really? It was an interesting time during the pandemic and not really much happened. We all stayed inside, most of us went to class, and only some of us paid attention. I for one only paid attention sometimes in class and was playing games the other times. I was only able to do so since virtual gave us so much freedom. Virtual learning was like a test to us to see how responsible we could be and show up to class and do the work, since no one was there to really make us do it. It also took a hit on our social interactions. Like, in freshman year was the year you were supposed to go out and interact with other students and make new friends. So virtual learning was like an experience I don't think anyone would be forgetting anytime soon. And that's my voice on virtual learning. Once again, I'm Ricky, and peace out.